The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider. You guys know by now, if we need construction equipment, compact construction equipment, which, you know, makes life easier when you have one of those bigger jobs to do around your property, we go to Alta. Especially because you might run into an issue. Uptime matters. And so Alta, they are outstanding with that. They have more than 300 customer support and repair vehicles. Alta responds to all service calls within 4 hours. I saw one of the Alta response vehicles out yesterday, as a matter of fact. 24/7 with their repair capabilities. You can trust that when you need them, Alta will be there. Nobody beats their industry-best master technicians, preventative maintenance programs, and customized capabilities. Over 300 technicians and 7 service centers across Michigan. Alta is the clear choice when uptime matters, when you need compact excavators, skid steers, dingoes, bark blowers, wheel loaders, and more. Nearly 50 brands to choose from. Alta is who you should call. Don't go to some national chain where you get old machines and big prices. Call my friends at Alta at 844-GO-2-ALTA. It's 844-GO-2-ALTA, and let their experts get you what you need the first time. Again, and tell them Sam sent you. So we mentioned Ray Liotta passing from one of the iconic sports movies. Like, this has to be, if you're a sports fan, you got to see Field of Dreams.
Yeah,
it's up there.
Yeah, when you talk baseball movies, The Natural, Field of Dreams, there aren't very many more, right? You know, hockey, Slapshot, and basketball, Hoosiers, right? But you talk about baseball, and it's right up there. Field of Dreams has got to be in the top two or three baseball movies of all time. And that's why, for me, that's my first go-to. I mean, I grew up, baseball was my 1, 2, and 3. I mean, I love other sports, but baseball was my everything, even with other sports being on their heels. So I love Field of Dreams. My dad and I had a catch, like, all the time. We'd go out and have a catch all the time. So in the movie, when they go, "Dad, you want to have a catch?" Like, that line, like, you know, it super resonates in our family. I've seen the movie thousands of times, and so that's why I think of Ray Liotta. But Sam, before we get too far into this, I was thinking about when I read the news yesterday. I went to IMDb, to the website, because I was trying to figure out, he's done a lot of other things. He was on that TV show with J-Lo, Shades of Blue, which is a pretty good show on NBC for a few seasons. But I knew he had, like, narrated some other stuff that I had seen and had did some other things, and I couldn't remember all of his credits. Like, The Making of the Mob was one of the series that he narrated, which was really good on, I can't remember which cable channel it was on. But while I was going through it, Sam, did you know that he played in a movie? He played Roger Goodell. In 2011, he played Roger Goodell in a movie.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, Ray Liotta in 2011 played Roger Goodell in the movie called Field of Dreams 2 Lockout. Yes, there was a movie called Field of Dreams 2. You did not know that, did you?
I did not know that.
Neither did anybody else, I think, not named anybody in that cast. I honestly don't think anybody else.
When did Field of Dreams 2 even come out?
2011. And I only know this because I'm looking at the information for it right now. So Taylor Lautner was an Iowa farmer. They had a lot of people as themselves. Ray Lewis, Tony Gonzalez, and others. Sean Merriman, Rich Eisen, who we talked about earlier in the show. Rich Eisen was in it. Antonio Cromartie, Deshaun Jackson. They're all in this movie as themselves. But as Roger Goodell, it was Ray Liotta. That's why I popped on it. And by the way, Kevin Costner played Iowa farmer's dad. So they brought back some of the Field of Dreams people just to be in the movie, apparently. I didn't know there was a movie. I don't think I ever want to see this movie. Amazingly enough, you and I were actually working together when the movie came out, and we did not realize that it came out. Thankfully,
no idea.
I think we're saved and spared. I can't believe Ray Liotta or Kevin Costner signed up for the movie. But I was going through, and obviously, after, because his career jump started in 89 with Field of Dreams and 1990 with Goodfellas, and I wanted to see some of the other credits that I couldn't remember. And that one totally jumped out at me. Because he was a phenomenal actor. He was actually in the middle of filming something.
Yeah.
When he passed, tragically passed away at the age of 67. But the two, there's no more iconic roles that he will ever be remembered for than those two, right? Joe Jackson in Field of Dreams and as Henry Hill in Goodfellas. And he
was fantastic
amazing.
In Goodfellas.
Amazing.
So I think of Goodfellas first.
I get Goodfellas first. And most people do. Admittedly, I get it. Most people do. And it's a great movie. I'm unique in that way because of growing up and when I watched it. But he and Lorraine Bracco, like, unbelievable pairing in that movie.
Yeah. I learned what a gumau was in that movie. I had no idea.
So that shit was good prep for you for The Sopranos. Because Lorraine tweeted something about it yesterday when she said, like, people always come up to me and tell me how much they love Goodfellas. And she goes, and you know why everybody loved Goodfellas and why Goodfellas is so good? Ray Liotta. Like, that was her. He was unbelievable. And I think, but she was also talking about the person he was and like how that carried like on set and whatever. But that movie is the cast of that movie has to be one of the best casts like ever, right? Like of movies. And it was an unbelievable cast. And he was great in it. There's no question about it. Like, you can close your eyes and probably picture like all kinds of different scenes in that movie, just like off the top of your head. Yeah, that's
you mean there was a young Sam Jack in that movie.
Sam, total aside, since you mentioned Sam Jack, I saw a picture yesterday from 1969. There may not be a picture that is the epitome of cooler than this picture from 1969. It was Samuel L. Jackson before his everything, mm-hmm. right? And Jimi Hendrix in a picture together.
Wow.
There may not be a cooler picture in the history of cool than Jimi Hendrix and a young Samuel L., relatively speaking, young Samuel L. in 1969. Unbelievable push. I don't even know how someone found that. Because it's not like Samuel L. was Samuel L. yet.
Yeah.
He was just getting started. Total aside. Back to Ray Liotta, but you mentioned
Ray Samuel Liotta. L. I mean, the trio. Ray Liotta, Robert De Niro, and Joe Pesci. It's
amazing.
That's just, it was a great film. Just a great, great, great film. And terrific actor. 67 years old as he passed away.
It was a sudden thing.
And I mean, if you can be in two iconic films, these are like greatest of all time films. You've done something. You've done something in that profession. That dude is in two iconic films. So definitely probably going to have to pull Goodfellas out and Field of Dreams, of course, this being a sports show. Pull those back out and get a little refresher. But I've seen both
always
of
on
them.
TV, so.
I've seen both of those movies, I swear, 100 times.
Hundreds, yeah. Lots and lots and lots of times.
Yeah, so I know if we had one of our young, whether it be Skippy or Veronica, I'm sure they'd say, "Huh? Go that's required viewership to be a participant on this show." I think we made Devin go see Major League, right? So he saw
We've
Major
had
League.
Interns and others, Major League, Slapshot. There have been many Field of Dreams. I think actually we have sent people Hoosiers. I think we sent people to watch. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Field of Dreams, but we don't have to stick with just sports movies because this show is not just about sports movies. We've gone beyond sports movie conversations. Both of those should be required.
Well, hey, from now on, that's to pass the word to Madison. They have to have seen Field of Dreams. All right.
If she wants to hire a new staff and they haven't seen Field of Dreams, don't hire them until they watch it.
Something's wrong. They got to watch it. Then they can come in and be a part of the show. It is 8:40 on a Friday, folks. So Wolverine Weekend, we're going to tell you more about it coming up, and we're going to tell you about a way that here in the starting next week, you'll have an opportunity to win your way into Wolverine Weekend. How about that? Those of you who haven't already signed up. So we'll give you more details on that coming up. The other side is we're going to be talking. And we're also going to be talking to John U. Bacon about this as well, who is the keynote speaker Wolverine Weekend. And Bakes, if you've never heard Bakes in that environment, like you hear him every week here on the 9 o'clock hour, but Bakes on stage, at a dais addressing people, Bakes is an outstanding orator.
He's even better than he is on the radio, and he's great on the radio.
Yes, he is. So you want to be a part for that. You want to be a part to be around J.J. McCarthy and Ronnie Bell and Ryan Hayes. And Devin's going to be up. You know what? I haven't asked Devin if he's a golfer. I wonder if Dev's a golfer. We're going to have him on to talk about Wolverine Weekend here in the coming days as well. So, but on the other side, we're going to talk to our friends from Grand Traverse Resort about this great weekend that's in store. So stay tuned for that. Get to a return here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.